plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Credit rating guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AEC loans. Contact the credit union for details.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Awesome food, excellent service, delicious drinks served inside or out on the new patio.
Where? Stinger's Restaurant, Pizzeria, and Bar at their new location on Route 3 and 157 in Cahokia.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of
alcoholics, the unemployable, angry loners.
So get loosened up.
Put it all
we're
of us.
About to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Good afternoon and welcome to the July 29th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Life Care Center of Florissant. It's a transitional care facility. You don't live there. It's not a nursing home. You live there for a very short time. You stay there till you're 100%. We just ran into an old friend in the hall who looks like he might need to go to Life Care Center for. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. Haven't seen him for a long time. He's got his leg. Here's a hint. Here's another hint. Blumpkin. That's an inside. That's an inside thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey! All right. Let's go around the room. Goodness. Eon, do you know what that is, Holly? Blumpkin?
No, I have no idea.
Good.
That's good.
Good. If you did, we'd be concerned. It's a dirty, filthy sexual thing, and I don't even like that I know what it is.
No,
I feel
I
bad
don't.
That I know, and it's only because of Peon that I know, because he's the dirtiest guy
gross.
Right here. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because
yes, you do.
They talk to all of their clients every 3 months.
That's
for
right.
Their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
In for round number two, Holly. Your real name is Hollis.
It is.
That's a man name.
It
Hollis.
Is.
How did that happen?
The family
they
name?
They wanted a boy or something? Or?
No, my mom thought Holly would not be formal enough in case I became a lawyer or a doctor.
Oh.
So she gave me a...
Well, you didn't become a lawyer or doctor.
Didn't.
Look where you're sitting in this lame show. Holly Meyer, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
There you go. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Happy birthday to my dad, Big Don Strauss.
Big Don Strauss. Happy birthday, Don. Why, I remember you when your bone was sticking out of your arm.
I know. You know, it's weird. He asked me about the trip yesterday, too.
That was that time you tried to push him in front of a car.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Tried to kill him?
No trip this year, Dad.
Yeah.
How much in the inheritance?
How'd that work out for you? You're out of the will now.
Yeah.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dad.
Yeah, we're not talking about you, Red Bull. You know, you can't say anything about anybody. He's got to get in. He's going, that's nothing. A bone sticking out. I remember that time I got poison. What was he got poison on?
Cheese.
He got poison on cheese. Some bad cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, great story,
cheese.
Red Boy. How about Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. You can applaud, Holly. Thank you so much. Brought to you by Life Care Center Florissant. The joke will be brought to you by Thompson Price. And in between all that, we have the joke, and we have, the joke will be after the sponsor, but we also have the info on the trip. So coming your way in about a minute. Have you, Holly, did you say you've never been in a hospital? Well, you had to have, you have babies.
Right.
In the hospital. But other than that?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Knock on wood.
Do you know what transitional care is?
I do.
What is it?
It's when they've, you know, maybe been in the hospital, had surgery, can't really go home and take care of themselves.
She's a genius.
Wow.
She's a genius.
Oh, that's crazy.
Unbelievable. That's exactly what it is. And there are several places where you can do that, just like there are several places you can buy a suit. If you're a man, you can go places you can buy a Chevy, but there's only one place we want you to go, and one place you'll probably want to go if you compare it to the others. And in this case, we're talking about Life Care Center. Now, and they actually want you to take a look at some of the other facilities, because if you do and you see this place, built in 2010, so still practically brand new, there's no comparison. Look, when you get out of the hospital, you want to go home. That's where you want to go. Sometimes it's just not possible. You have to get transitional care so you're ready to go home. And initially, I'm sure everybody thinks the same thing. Oh, I don't want to go there. And that's natural, but wait till you see this place. I'll bet you there are people that when they're ready to go home, they actually don't want to go because this place is so beautiful. And because the people there know what they're doing. And they want you to get well and get home too. But while you're there, and the average length of stay is 27 days, while you're there, they're going to make this the closest thing to being home that it can be. Except that at my house, we don't have an executive chef. Anybody here have an executive chef?
No.
Holly, no? Mm-mm. Well, they do. His name's Roger Jameson. The rooms are beautiful. The amenities are incredible. It's like staying in a really nice hotel and getting the therapy and the care that you need till you're ready to go home. People are in there who've had serious wounds, who've had strokes, who've had heart attacks, pneumonia, all kinds of people. Average stay, 27 days. And when they let you go, believe me, you'll have been in great hands and you'll be ready to go home. Life Care Center of Florissant. If you want to take a little tour online, go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and you'll find it. But better yet, go up to Florissant and just go through this place. They'll take you on a tour. It's very impressive. Before we get to the trip, I want to thank Jim Beechler, who sent me the cutest little stool made out of wood. And I said, I'm not going to be starting one of these guys going on and on about my grandson. I didn't start this. He did by sending me this stool. My grandson's name is Carson John. First name Carson, middle name John. So I said we should call him Carjo, like the J-Lo thing.
Yeah.
And this little stool has Carjo carved in it. It's a gorgeous
Very nice.
Little handmade stool. And I thank you, Jim. That was so nice. Hollow Woodworks in Ferguson. They got a little brochure and everything. What are you doing with your microphone? We can hear that.
Oh
no, we can hear that.
I'm sorry.
Mic technique.
Yep. Some more.
I don't think the audience heard your apology because you're talking too softly.
I'm very sorry. I'm
apologize
very sorry.
For ruining my segment about my grandson. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I ruined your segment about your grandson.
Well, let me show you what it sounded like. Maybe you didn't notice it.
You told me I couldn't hurt it. You said I could do anything.
I didn't. Well, that's for off the air. You're not supposed to tell people. I said you could do anything.
I didn't
know
it made noise.
Yeah, of course it does. You're not supposed to like move it around while you're like this while you're on the air. Now, see, I dislocated mine already. What you made me do?
I'm going.
Ruin the whole show. Holy cow. Hang on here. I got to fix it. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Jim, thank you. Hollow Woodworks, Ferguson, Missouri. Thank you. That was certainly not necessary, but very nice. Now, can we have a little ambiance, a little ocean, seaside, seagull sound? We are going to Cabo San Lucas. Let me just say this before anything else. Julie Wilson's our travel agent. She's gone for the day. She will be there bright and early. She gets in about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. She said the response to this trip is already better and quicker than probably in well over 10 years for any trip we've had. And I think there are two reasons for that. One is the price, $1,625 per person. So per couple, compared to last year's trip, it's about $950 less than last year. And also because we're going to Cabo San Lucas, and everybody loves Cabo San Lucas. But check this out. We're at the Riu, R-I-U, Hotel. Riu Santa Fe, all-inclusive resort. Dan, no, seagulls won't hurt you, okay?
Okay.
You got a bird thing. You were attacked by chickens as a boy.
I know. Somebody threw potato chips on me on a beach one time, and seagulls, like, dive-bombed me.
Remind me to do that on this trip, P.I. Let's bring some potato chips. And the Hotel Riu, Riu Santa Fe is next to the Hotel Riu Palace, Cabo San Lucas. Here are the things that jumped out at me. You know how far we are from Cabo San Lucas? 2.5 miles.
Whoa! That's awesome.
Sometimes you go on these trips, and it's a 45-minute bus ride or cab ride to get to town. We're 2.5 miles away. All standard rooms are ocean view, and they include air conditioning, ceiling fan, two doubles or one king, phone, mini bar, liquor dispenser.
That's right. I read that.
Satellite TV, radio alarm clock, room safe, ironing board, bathtub, shower, hair dryer, balcony, or terrace. Here's the thing, folks. In most hotels, you don't touch the mini bar. Clean these out because they'll just restock them. It's all included in the price. And like we tell everybody every year, and it's always true, that $1,625, there are no hidden surprises. You're not going to hit with some $200, nothing. That's it. $1,625. These all-inclusive places, I don't even have time to go through. There's 5 swimming pools at this place. Now, you can pull it up and look at it if you want. Riu Santa Fe, R-I-U Santa Fe. 5 swimming pools, 4 independent restaurants in addition to the main buffet restaurant. 24-hour sports bar. I love this part. For the main restaurant, for dinner, they require what they call formal dress. Here, and they define it in print. Did you see this?
No.
Here's how they tell you what formal dress is. Here's what formal dress means. Gentlemen must wear T-shirts that have sleeves. And long pants. That's it. T-shirts with sleeves. That's formal down there. And it's it just looks like a fantastic, spectacular beach. Julie Wilson is the travel agent. If you, all this, including the form that you have to fill out so you can see what it looks like, and the deposit, and what's not refundable, it's all on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/AM in the PM.
There's so much to do there, too. I mean, it is just incredible. And when we went into Cabo, it was so awesome. We went to Cabo Wabo, Sammy Hagar's band. It's playing there usually most of the time. And sometimes they said if Sammy's there, he'll get up and sing with people. But we went in and partied there. But the whale watching, usually that's the time of year when the whales, you can watch the whales and they're mating and stuff.
And you love that whale stuff because whales never attacked you when you were a kid.
No, they didn't.
Like pigs and chickens.
They didn't. It was awesome.
There are a couple things that always jump out at me when you look at brochures or online and information, and it's kind of laughable. This is a beautiful place, but I'll just read this to you. On one page here, it says Hotel Riu Santa Fe. Then it says location, general information, 2.5 miles from Cabo San Lucas. There's another town. What's this other town? San Jose del Cabo. It's between these two towns, so they're both close. But then it goes on and it talks about complimentary sun loungers on the beach, blah, blah, blah. And then under rooms, here's what it says. 902 guest rooms. All guest rooms have, and here's the list, a bathroom.
They do?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable. Hair dryer. That's a big deal with women, isn't it?
It is.
It really is.
It really is.
To not have to pack a hair dryer. It's a bulky thing. You don't have to worry about having a hair dryer. What else for you, Holly, would be a big thing? Should you, you're like an alternate. If my wife, and heaven forbid that she'd get sick, it's never happened. This could be the year. She's an older woman, and she could get it sick. Or
right.
If she did, the audience, I think it would be awkward for our listeners who go with us for me to be traveling solo. Oh, it would just be weird for them. What do you look for in a hotel or resort? What's important to you?
I heard you say about the balcony or the terrace.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of even your nicer hotels, it's just a window.
Just
that you can't open.
Yeah,
you can't sit out there and just look at the beach or the sunset.
You like to stand out on the balcony in like a flimsy negligee?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or nothing.
Damn.
Now the other, on the list, they have bathroom, hair dryer, a telephone. Who cares? Nobody uses it.
Right.
You ever use a phone once on these trips? Have you ever used the room phone? No.
Maybe to call somebody else.
In the hotel.
Yeah.
Or another room, but not to make a room
phone. What they charge.
For a small charge, you can have Wi-Fi in your room. Central air conditioning.
What?
Ow.
Ceiling fan, mini bar, liquor dispenser, satellite TV, electronic in-room safe, and balcony or terrace. Holly and I would prefer the balcony, I believe, to the terrace. But some people like to be ground level. They like to walk right out and everybody's got. So that's the deal. Julie Wilson is her name. She'll be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, 314-432-6020. I don't expect you to remember that. But, again, it's all on the Facebook page. And here's all I will tell you, and this I'm not making this up. We have 35 rooms that we must fill to make this trip happen in 2 weeks, okay? 25 of those, from what she can tell, are gone. They're gone. She says she's fairly certain. Now, the reason I say fairly certain, until the money comes in, until she has it in her hands, but she's already taken so many calls from people. 15 of these rooms will be taken up from people who've traveled with us before. If you want to go, and you can go, and not everybody can, I understand that, but if you really know you can and you want to commit, February 15th, we leave, we come back the 22nd. And it's going to be cold here. It's going to be miserable. Icy, snowy, slushy, sleety, cold. And we, as a group, every year, in unison, laugh out loud when we think of everybody back here. It's not nice.
No.
But we do it. We toast to the people freezing to death back in St. Louis in our swim trunks and in my T-shirt with sleeves, because I'll probably going to formal dinner that night. So I hope you can go. I wish everybody could go. That would be great.
That sounds nice.
You know what really kind of makes me mad, and it happened to me the other day, like 2 days ago. You ever been on the road behind a car you thought was a cop, so you kept going slow, and it's like a park service.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a bar on top and a big antenna.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to the side and you go, it's not even a cop.
Who are you fooling?
And then
you blow right back.
Just gun it and go by him like 90 miles an hour. But I hate that they make you, and you just do it. You go, I'm going to lay back here. This guy.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that do that. And you can tell if there's a cop driving down the highway, all of a sudden everybody just
slows down
and they won't pass him.
On the military channel, a couple days ago, I watched, it was called The Fatal Attraction of Adolf Hitler. If you see that on the military channel, for goodness sakes, watch it. What a fascinating documentary about this guy, Hitler. Things I never knew. Do you guys know how Eva Braun was his girlfriend? And they actually got married at the very end. They got married. Do you know how they both died? Do you guys know? Do you know how?
No, I have no idea.
Do you know how Hitler died?
No.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know how he died, don't you, Pion?
Yeah.
How did he die?
I think he shot himself or
yes,
something?
Yes, he did shoot himself. Holly, you must feel really stupid.
I do.
Dan, you knew it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I think everybody knows, except blondes.
And he and Ava Braun.
She took a cyanide capsule.
Yeah.
She took the cyanide pill, died instantly, and then he shot himself in the head. Good riddance to one of the greatest monsters that ever lived. Again, it's called The Fatal Attraction of Adolf Hitler on the Military Channel. Yesterday morning, my wife and I were at lunch at a place at Lake of the Ozarks where we eat breakfast all the time. It's the only place we eat breakfast. Don't email me and ask me where it is. I'm not interested in selling for them. But what was interesting was at the table next to us were three couples, and they were in their 80s. You could just tell. My dad's in his late 80s, so I know. And their conversation revealed how old they were. Here's what they said. And older people talk loud because yeah. somebody at the table can't hear very well. And here's what one of these guys was saying. And this is just such a great indicator, the generational difference. And when you listen to people like this, this guy says, these TV shows, he says, you know, every one of these shows where they have a family, they always depict the dad in the family as either a nitwit or a slob or a queer. he's talking real loud, you know. And he says, I miss, and the other guy with him, he says, oh, no, I miss a Little House on the Prairie and Matt Dillon. And I just thought, man, my dad could be right at home, right at this table here. Fished a little bit this weekend. I fished probably a total of 4 hours, and I caught three fish. That's not enough. That's not good enough. Let me tell you something about fishing, too. Fishermen are liars. We're liars, and I'll tell you why. If a guy is fishing, and another guy pulls up in a boat and goes, catching anything? If you are, you're going to go, nah, nope. They're not biting. You don't want that.
Around
you
here.
Yeah, you don't want that guy.
You're going to start
pulling up.
Yeah.
Pulling up and throwing his, nah, nothing going on. It just, they're just like, when we go on these trips in the Caribbean, you go to these deep sea fishing boats. Every one of them, they got pictures of people, big old marlin hanging up. I've been deep sea fishing. I never caught one of those things. Never catch anything. They're liars. Fishermen are liars. If a guy, and this happens because I fish off the dock mostly, and a guy will pull up in a boat, huh, how's everything going? Where are the crappie biting around here? What most fishermen will do will say, oh, right over there, and they'll send him where he knows there's no fish, because fishermen just, you know, no fisherman's going to tell you where the fish are biting. It's a secret. It's his own little, his own place, and he don't want anybody else to know about it. This guy in the south of France, one guy apparently, stole over $100 million in diamond jewelry at some big jewelry store. How does that happen?
Yeah, with this security in this day and age.
How could that? And to the guy this morning who called McGill's show, I had the radio on this morning when I was shaving, and I heard this guy. This is one of the funniest. This guy was called in, and because of the Pope's speech and what the Pope said about the gay community and all that, this guy calls McGill. And he kept calling them homosexuals.
Homosexuals?
Yeah, and he said it over and over and over. And he says, you know, these homosexuals and homosexual behavior. And I thought, homosexual, that would be where you seat all the people in Busch Stadium that are gay. You sit in the homosexual. It was hilarious. And honest to goodness, he just kept saying homosexuals and homosexuality. He made my morning. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, Holly, don't be offended. This is a blonde joke, but we're going to make it specifically about Paris Hilton.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Something very weird happens in the universe where Paris Hilton dies, but she gets to the pearly gates at the same time Picasso and Albert Einstein get there. There's some, like, time continuum warp or something, and it just, they don't obviously die at the same time, but for something happens in space, a time warp, they appear on the same day. And St. Peter's at the gate, and Albert Einstein walks up. And St. Peter says, name. And he says, Einstein, Albert Einstein. St. Peter says, yeah, right. He says, no, I really am. He says, look, every once in a while, we get people trying to get into heaven. They act like they're somebody else. We always demand some kind of proof. So I need to know you're really Albert Einstein. He says, well, do you have a pen or pencil and paper? He says, hey, it's heaven. We got everything here. And he hands it to him. And he starts writing theory of relativity and all these formulas. And honest to goodness, he says, it's obvious. You are Albert Einstein. Nobody else could pick up a pencil. Welcome to heaven. Next guy walks up. St. Peter says, name? He says, Pablo Picasso. He says, yeah, right. He says, no. He says, you got any chalk on a chalkboard or just anything I could sketch? He goes, sure. And he hands him a pad and a sketch. And Picasso, literally in front of St. Peter, recreates some of his most famous works. He says, St. Peter says, wow, you are Pablo Picasso. You just proved it. Welcome to heaven. Next, she says, Paris Hilton. He says, sure you are. As in like the Hilton chain of hotels. And she said, yep, that's me. He said, well, you're going to have to prove it. Just as the two gentlemen before you, Pablo Picasso and Albert Einstein, had to prove who they were, you have to prove you're Paris Hilton. She says, who are Pablo Picasso and Albert Einstein? He says, welcome to heaven.
All right, we're going to see how traffic looks right now. Let's go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
And it is really light for the most part on all the highways. Westbound 64, the only slowdown was west of Hampton through McCausland. It looks great from that point all the way out here through Chesterfield Valley. On southbound 270, you do have some stop-and-go traffic, but it's south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown eastbound 64 was heavy a little east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. No delays once you get over the bridge through the merge at 64. On southbound 170, a little heavy from Brentwood down to 64. Eastbound 270 is slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh, and then it's heavy again at 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil. Get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Purolator classic oil filter, both for just $18.94. Save money, live better. Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join us Tuesday morning when we get the latest on the heroin epidemic in the schools, and Judith Newmark reviews Mary Poppins at the Muni. Join us Tuesday morning, starts at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149-37. 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have 9 irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer, and you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for, from Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware, who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The best hardware stores are those that are family-owned and operated by people that live in the community. That's what you'll find at Home Bright Ace Hardware in downtown Belleville, just 4 blocks north of the fountain. We're here to serve you.
Ace, the helpful place.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
Hi, I'm Carol. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. I briefly lived in Lake of the Ozarks. After consulting with a dentist in Jeff City and then with Dr. Bowen in Florissant, I made the decision to return to Dr. Bowen for the treatment on my teeth. I frequently made the 3-hour drive from the Lake of the Ozarks up to Florissant for my dental work. That's how confident I was in Dr. Bowen's work. Friends used to say to me, "You drive from the lake up to Florissant for a dentist?" I now live in Afton, and I'm still getting that question from people. Fast forward 33 years to 2013. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
We're going to be a little bit late getting the mic, Evan. It's my fault because I forgot a bit of business. We're going to take care of that right now. Now, Thursday, Holly embarrassed herself one of several times. She also lied to us Thursday, but she made good on that. She came in today and said, I said something that wasn't true, so that's good. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if you had your kitchen remodeled, who would probably do it?
Thompson Price.
Redeemed yourself.
Yep.
Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Your home is 13 years old. That's
correct.
That's what you said. Mm-hmm. You said even though it's only 13 years old, it could use a new kitchen.
It could.
I think I said this before. I'm looking at you. If I were your husband, I don't. What's the deal with that guy? How could he not already have the plans in progress for your new Thompson Price kitchen? What's the matter with this guy?
He's a procrastinator.
And you're
bad.
And you're a cook.
Yes.
You actually enjoy cooking.
I do.
Wow. What's your husband's first name?
Scott.
Scott, what the heck, man? What a new kitchen. Kitchen bath. Thompson Price, Kitchen Baths Home. And then after you like the kitchen, get her own new fancy bathroom.
That would be nice.
Yeah, see? Listen to her. Take it from me, man. I know women.
Yes, you do.
I know what women like. and they like nice bathrooms and kitchens. But everybody does. I like a nice kitchen. I like a nice bathroom with a lot of separation between me and my wife. That's the secret to a successful marriage, is the bathroom as far apart as the two of you can get. Look, the showroom is in DePere. Take a look at it. See if you don't think it's some of the most beautiful work you've ever seen. And then realize that showroom is a teeny tiny fraction of the possibilities that are out there. Their website is thompsonprice.com, and there you'll find how to get to the showroom, the phone number, and all that. So if you're going to do it right. You're better off to put it off 6 months or a year and do it right than to do something you'll wish you hadn't done now. ThompsonPrice.com. Here it comes. Right off to Southern California we go. To check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Give it in.
She's back in for round number two. Say hi to Holly again.
Hello, Holly.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, it's your pop quiz question. Here you go. Name the name of Hollywood's best female polo player, Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh, yeah.
I know who that is.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Charlie's Theron.
Oh, man.
Love Nuggets is
it true?
Anthony Weiner's wife has known about his kinkiness and his sexting all along. She went along with it, just wanted to, told him to make sure it never got out public. Wonder how that's working out for them.
Yeah.
Well, NBA players' wives, they know what's going on. Their husband's always going out on them, so I guess we shouldn't be shocked by that.
Oh, yeah, there's one. I can't remember. He's a it's a Russian name, a NBA player, and his wife gives him once a year a free shot.
And that's all he does.
Wow. And she is gorgeous, too, his wife.
Now look, people don't understand. Couples do things we can't relate to, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if Wiener's wife, for all we know, could go, here, send her this picture. She might just be a real kinky chick.
Have a special
deal
that's
kind of part of all this.
Exactly. Shocker, canoodling in England, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
And Robert Pattinson.
Ooh,
that's strange. Sofia Vergara.
Yes.
And Nick Loeb are reportedly, finally, engaged. Selena Gomez had her 21st birthday party on Saturday night. Justin Bieber was her date. By the way, Selena's mom, Mandy, can't stand Justin. She won't even talk to him. Over the weekend, Justin Bieber said that, hey, it was just a joke, him spitting on his fans from the hotel balcony and him taking pictures of them wiping loogies off their head.
Yeah, it's a funny joke.
It's a joke. Yeah. Come on, man.
Funny.
Not funny. TV news, a couple of new shows on Reels channel that caught my attention. On November 3rd, a documentary that these new experts say that they can prove that the bullet that killed JFK was accidentally fired by his Secret Service agent, George Hickey,
whoa,
who was in the convertible behind Kennedy. That when Hickey heard Oswald's rifle, he was in the convertible behind Kennedy, stood up, drew his firearm, and went off, and the bullet went and killed Kennedy in the car in front of him.
Now, why have we never heard this before?
I know. That's why I bring it up. It got my attention. The other show that's going to be on Reels channel, new reality show, The Hollywood Hillbillies. It's called The Beverly Hillbillies Meets Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, no.
There you go. Coming this fall, the Sean P. Diddy Combs television network, his own network.
About time.
It's called Revolt. And he says it's ESPN and CNN, only all about music. Music news, music interviews, music from all over the world. Yeah.
Way to go, P.
Yeah. If he didn't have $100 million to back it up, I doubt it very seriously would have got off the ground. And P. Diddy and Justin Timberlake are planning a televised New Year's Eve extravaganza in Los Angeles that they say will be bigger than the New Year's Eve televised extravaganza from Times Square, New York, every year.
Well, I don't know that that would be that hard to do. I think that thing has gotten kind of stale.
I agree, but, you know, when it's midnight in New York, it's only 9 o'clock. They're going to do it at 9 o'clock here? You know what? Everybody's going to be real excited because something's happening at midnight when it's only 9 o'clock? Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work.
That is a little weird.
It is odd. And finally.
Oh.
Holly, are you sad right now? wave of sadness.
Are you okay, Holly?
Pretty much.
She's all right. She's crying a little bit. She's all right.
You okay, tear. Girl?
Little tear.
Be brave. Don't be scared. Name the name of Hollywood's best female polo player, Kaley Cuoco, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Charlize Theron.
Dan.
Charlize Theron.
Zeta-Jones.
Holly.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Order. Oh, okay, no, we're going counterclockwise. Right. Or apologize to Holly.
I'm sorry, Holly.
Okay, Holly.
Okay.
Who do you think it is?
I'm going with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Me as well.
I don't know that. What's that one name?
Kaley Cuoco.
She's Big Bang Theory.
On, yeah,
hot.
See, that's
Big
why I don't. I'm going to go with Zeta-Jones. She just looks like a polo player to me.
She's a world-class tennis player and plays polo. Kaley Cuoco.
Told you.
I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood. <Fair. laughs>
Did you think that was funny?
I didn't know who that first person was either.
Well, thank you. And by the way, she tells me off the air, you don't really like musicals either, do you?
No.
We're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
You didn't see Les Mis, the movie, did you?
No.
I wish you would just get it. Just download it or rent it or whatever you have to do. Just I just want to know what you think about it.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's
do
like
I have to watch the whole thing?
Agonizing. Just watch an hour of it. That'll be enough to cause you to throw up whatever you just ate. Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. All right, Holly, I'm going to name some things that are sold at Amini's. And when I finish, I want you to pick one out that you would be most drawn to. If you could just walk in and I said, here's a gift card to Amini's, loaded. Pick any one of these things out. I'll just, off the top of my head from being in there, I'll just go pool table, shuffleboard, foosball, arcade, pinball, electronic dart boards, patio furniture, Jaffe.
Patio furniture.
Ah. Mm. The biggest selling category they have from spring through fall. They sell more patio furniture than anything else. So you are very typical of a lot of people who want quality patio furniture. Do you have patio furniture?
Yeah, but it's not high-quality furniture. Yeah.
Well, theirs is. And if you want anything else, don't go to Amini's because they don't sell that. They sell incredible patio furniture. I'll bet you like fire pits and things like that, the little coffee tables with the flames that come up.
I love to sit outside.
We're two of a kind. We're just alike. They have all that, too. They have fire pits and chat groups and outdoor sofas and sectionals and crescent sofas and dining tables and seat up to 10 people. Some people make a big deal out of being outside. I've seen some backyards that people have. They've got a lot of money in their backyards. If you're just really interested in great quality furniture or you want to do all that other stuff too, Amini's, plus all the other stuff I just mentioned, but didn't mention area rugs. Wait till you see that selection. It is a store like no other. You will not be able to go there one time. You will go back. It's that kind of store in Chesterfield Valley, Aminis, aminis.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic one more time. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Well, I guess it's just one of those light traffic days for rush hour. The only slowdown I see right now, and I'm flying right over it, is on westbound 70. It jams up pretty well between Highway 270 to just west of the Earth City Expressway. After that, you have a little slowdown, 370 to Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270 looks like it's thinned out. Southbound 270, you're slow now just at Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Still a little bit slow on westbound 64 from Chesterfield Parkway West down to the Iceplex, and then you're a little bit slow at Highway K, and that's about it. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil. Get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Purolator classic oil filter, both for just $18.94. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550. Yeah, baby. KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
A message from Wilkie Window and Door.
When you're replacing windows in your home, Anderson 400 Series windows give you more. More selection, more performance, more confidence. All from the most trusted name in windows. It's no wonder they're in more homes than any other window. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors. We make replacement solutions happen.
Available at Wilkie Window and Door. Visit our showrooms in St. Charles, Fenton, and Shiloh. Or go to WilkieWindow.com. You'll be glad you did.
Holly, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Will you be here?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll see the rest of you, too. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.